CliffCentral.com.
Rich.
Yo.
Good morning, man. It's hard to get hold of you this morning. Good Lord.
So we were doing a telephone tag back and forward. It was coming through my laptop. I was trying to use my phone.
No
what a time to be alive.
So how is Brazil, first of all? Everybody's excited. Leanne wants to know if you got a Brazilian wax.
I did. Yeah, absolutely.
And
it's
you
beautiful.
Ate Brazilian nuts?
Did you eat Brazil nuts?
I did. So I did have Brazilian nuts. One of the hosts of the place I was staying there is a guy called the Nutty Bavarian.
Yes.
And I had lots of nuts.
Oh, there you
so
go.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, very exciting. Did you get to see any of the sites, the Copacabana? Did you go up to the Christ up on Corcovado? Did you see the famous bay?
Jesus hid from me. I went to see him, but he hid behind the clouds.
Oh.
I reached out, but he didn't want to know.
Well, it's probably all those.
So
probably,
it was there for like, it was like 4 gigs in 4 days. So it was pretty tight. Like one morning I woke up in Sao Paulo. I had breakfast there. I had lunch in Curitiba and had dinner in Porto Alegre.
Wow. That's a whistle stop tour. My God.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in Rio for less than 24 hours.
Nice country though. Nice people.
Oh, the people are amazing. I love how my favorite thing is how you shake hands there.
Mm.
Like they shake your hand and then they pat your shoulder. It's like they're saying, hey, man, there's a business side to this and there's a personal side too. Like, I want to do business with you, but I also want to relax a little bit and pat you on the back. And everybody you handshake with pats you somewhere. And ooh, like all over different places. It's pretty amazing.
Sounds so good. All right. So tell us some more. What have you got on what have you got on your agenda today? There's usually something that you want to reality check as well.
Oh dear. Okay. So I'd like to discuss a trend I'm seeing increasing on social media and in the world in general.
Uh-huh.
I call it haftivism. And it's when people half commit to a cause, and I really can't behind that. I can't get behind that. Like, I think they should shit or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So two cases of this appeared in front of me yesterday. The first was on Twitter, and it was a tweet by an American journalist, and I just want to read this to you. She said, among the multiple journalists President Trump has insulted this week, three of them are black women. This is something, there is something so wrong with this, I had to speak up. I then proceeded to link to a clip in which she ripped him a new one for doing that. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the way he speaks to journalists when they ask him critical questions, which is their job, is often kind of puerile and deplorable. However, to state that you think it's doubly bad that he speaks to black women the same way he speaks to a white man is ridiculous to me. In my mind, would you prefer that he changes the way that he speaks to someone based on their gender and the color of their skin? Because this reporter referred to this act as racist and misogynist. And actually, though, in my mind, the opposite would be true here.
Mm.
Had he used racist or gender slurs in his put down, that would have been different. However, in the clip, and I'm not sure if you saw it, he said, you ask stupid questions. I watch your work often and you always ask stupid questions. Was it rude? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But racist and misogynist, not even a little bit.
Well, you see, he can't be accused of that because just a few days earlier, he was being accused of being very mean to Jim Acosta from CNN. They revoked his White House press pass. And it certainly didn't have anything to do with his whiteness or his maleness.
Right. And that's where the haftivism comes in. You see, you can't be half in on equality. You're either for it or against it. If you're for it, you'll have to believe that Trump addresses black women the same way he addresses white guys like Acosta. Right? Anything else would be condescending. You can't have it both ways there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first point. And then the second one was over on Facebook. A friend of mine posted about her frustration with people using palm oil based on the damage it does to the forests and the 25 orangutans that get killed every day.
Yes.
Now, this was possibly stemmed by that advert that went viral recently, the banned one by British supermarket Iceland,
mm-hmm.
Where a cute wee orangutan is in the boy's bedroom. I'm sure many of you have seen it. And he's there because all the humans are in his forest. And as such, Iceland, the supermarket, not the country, obviously, has said that they will not be promoting products that have palm oil,
mm-hmm.
you know, to save the 25 orangutans. Well, for goodness sake, that's all very well and good, but they have no problem at all selling beef. And there's no advert of 90,000 cows hiding in a wee boy's bedroom because we're killing them. Now, I eat meat, so I don't really get to take a moral high ground here, but I kind of feel like if we were going to weigh up the amount of damage we're doing to the environment and the amount of animals being put out, I'm thinking the livestock industry is a far bigger place to stand than, the palm oil industry. And it amazes me that how outraged people are getting about this whole palm oil thing, but they have no problem saying this while wearing a designer leather jacket. And that, to me, is haftafism. Again, shit to get off the pot. And in fact, while I'm at it, there's another one. The last one I want to bitch about it here is this haftafism when it comes to religion. Oh, I believe in God. You know, I'm this religion, but I just don't go to church or really pray. I have my own relationship with God, though, and you can't judge me. Actually, I can, because I read the rule book. And he's pretty clear in the holy books, spouted by most religions, is you have to worship the guy on a schedule. Okay, so the irony is that you think you're better off here than me because I'm, you know, because you're still acknowledging the guy. Mm-hmm. No, you're defying his law, yep. Right? He's going to be more pissed off with you. Me, I just think he's a fairy tale designed to keep the masses in check. But you, you believe that he's real, but you just ignore him.
Well, worse, so, again, you're so arrogant you think you can rewrite his rules. I mean, that's
exactly.
Outrageous.
And he's your holy God. So I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying shit or get off the pot. And don't be a haftivist. If you commit to something, commit hard. And that's my point.
Thank you very much. There we are. How's that?
My pleasure.
Back with fire in your belly. Cool.
Have a fantastic week.
There he is, Rich Mulholland. Reality check on a Monday. CliffCentral.com.